Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Isn't it the weirdest thing in the world how we as human beings, as Americans, lose our absolute minds, lose our souls to just see ourselves on a screen, whether it be TV, you know, when there's TV cameras, oh, look, TV, let's get on TV. Let's get on TV. Or if you're at a sporting event, Jumbotron guy, ah, I want the Jumbotron dancing. Like, is that not wild to you guys? Like how, like, have you ever stopped to think about just how ridiculous of an idea it is?
No, it's funny that you mention that because when I go to a, like a Bears game, yeah, and they'll go around
people
in the crowd
lose
and show
their
people
minds just to get on like for like 3 seconds on,
yeah,
a Jumbotron.
Yeah, they get very excited about it. Hello, hello! They're like, jumping up and down. They're screaming. You know,
like we're babies or something.
I know. What do
we're
they do?
Like adult babies.
Which game is it that they do the kiss cam? Was that a
basketball?
Yeah, a lot of times like
they all
United
started
Center,
doing that.
But yeah, right? a lot of them do. Yeah,
kiss cams.
Baseball
people,
games.
Yeah, that one's kind of funny though because sometimes people are like, oh no.
I've gotten better at controlling my urge. Like today we had Fox 32 in. I stayed behind the camera, baby.
Fox 32. So that's
2 years
what made
ago
me
I would have
it
walked behind there and like done something stupid because we're on live TV.
Yeah.
I was able to control myself this
that's
time.
That's what made me think of it, cuz Fox 32 came in to film us like while we were on the air, and I'm like just thinking like people lose their absolute mind, and I mean like I'm not saying I'm above it. I'm the same way. I will lose my mind. Ah, TV! Hey, look!
No, you got to be more clever. Like, now, that's what I used to do. Now, if I see, like, somebody recording, like, a news thing live hit out on the streets and I'm walking by, uh-huh, I won't stop and yell TV. I'll, like, stand and act confused and, like, itch my butt.
Ooh, yeah. Because yeah, then you get memed. And then you get memed forever.
And
yeah,
it's on purpose. But everybody's like, oh, what an idiot. He doesn't, yeah, know he's on camera, yeah, itching his butt.
Right?
But I do.
You do know you're itching your butt.
I've had a couple instances
where
your
butt is always itchy.
Well, that's just me. Yeah. Camera or not, I'm probably itching my butt.
That's where you go, guys and girls are different. Like, I don't want to be on camera unless I think I'm going to look good, or I need to, or if I lose, then if I lost, I'd be like, oh, I would have liked that better. I hated that because I really wish I was 15 pounds lighter right now.
I know.
Do not show me.
I feel that way.
Well, I'll get on the camera, but I won't watch it back. Oh. Or look at the comments,
yeah,
or anything.
I wish I was 25 pounds lighter right now because the camera adds 10 pounds. So
yeah,
I felt like that camera definitely added 10 pounds today. And if it didn't, I'm very upset.
I haven't even seen it yet. I'm scared to look. I haven't seen what I look like on camera.
What did you guys talk about on TV today?
Hot professions.
Do you both think that news anchors is a hot one?
I think so. For the most part, I'd say 80%.
Melissa?
Field.
It's okay. I almost think for some reason a reporter like on the scene somewhere makes it more exciting.
Ooh. I would have a problem dating them. because
Why? Oh,
because they're a reporter. They are trained in asking questions. So you'd be sitting there at dinner. I'm here with Austin. Austin, what is your dream first date?
Dude, I went to school at the University of Missouri, which is like a, you know, it's like up there with Northwestern and Syracuse as like the, yeah. It's always like they always trade places in the top three journalism schools in the country. People there are in the journalism school itself. I hated it because I felt like everyone there was like kind of fake. You know, like, really? And this is not a knock at like reporters and journalists and all of that. Like, I think it's a great industry. I think it's a great field. But like, especially in college,
where they want to talk like a journalist,
and it's already competitive to begin with.
Mm.
People are like, you know, wanting to like prove that like they're better. Like, you know, I read about that in the New York Times this morning. It's like, okay, first of all, why are you talking like that? Second of all, like, you don't have to like everything doesn't have to be a brag. So yeah, I was not a, I don't think I could ever, I don't think I could date someone, and because they move a lot too. I don't think I could date anyone that's like a anchor or a news anchor or something.
Eventually, but it would be tough those first couple of dates because the questions would be very detailed.
Yeah.
So, do you really think that they're going to, like, interview you?
I think it's part of their personality. Of course, if you go into journalism, they don't mean to interview, but their questions will come off interview.
Of course, why don't you talk about that?
Right.
Which also, that's
And
one.
Now let's go to weather. We're out of date. What do you mean?
It's going
to
be partly cloudy. Most of the skies through 9 a.m.
They go home and like, all I did was give me a sports and weather.
Yeah, right.
Am I going home with you? Find out at 11.
Oh, my God.
That, yeah. No, I'm with you there. Like, it's, I don't think, No. My other biggest pet peeve about journalism is what we just said, is the talk about question. If you're interviewing someone mm-hmm. and you say talk about, that's not a question.
What do you mean?
Like if you say...
talk about your past.
Yes.
Oh, if you start the sentence
right.
that way. Okay,
right.
Okay.
Melissa, you have a dog. Talk about that. That's not a question. And it annoys me so much, and you see it all the time in journalism, whether in any kind of journalism, sports journalism, music journalism.
What happens if they say, tell me about that? Is that any different?
No, that's the same thing.
I don't know.
Because it's not a question. And what they say is dumb questions yield dumb answers. Like bad questions yield bad answers.
Didn't the Ryan Hurd interview start with a weird question where he had to be like, is that a question? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I do remember when he first came out, he was like, he goes, the question I get asked all the time that I hate is,
How did
you learn how to play guitar? He's like, nobody cares about that, which kudos to him for having the self-awareness, because he's right. Nobody does care about that.
Right.
Nobody cares about when Ryan Hurd learned how to play guitar. People just like that he plays the guitar now.
Right. Totally.
He could have learned last week for all we care.
Yeah.
He's great at it. So,
yeah.
Don't say talk about. That's not a question. Like, you're literally just telling them what to talk about. They're going to give you a cliche answer. Mm-hmm. What you do is you ask a pinpoint question.
Totally.
You say, oh, Melissa, you have a dog. Talk about that. No, what I would say is, has your dog ever farted in the room? You know, it's like something that's like real pointed.
Absolutely.
So then you have to answer it.
Right. What's your dog's favorite
and
food?
The best
do
is if you can ask them a question that's not a yes or no answer either. So it's like...
Right. They have to actually answer.
Yeah, Melissa, what was the smelliest fart your dog ever let out?
Why do you keep going to farts?
This is why he's not in journalism.
This is why I'm not in journalism. Yeah, yeah.
But off of that, now that I'm thinking, the only person that could be weirder to date than a TV anchor is a radio personality.
Oh, damn.
Because
it.
We will talk about the date on air.
That's
and
true.
When I first started in radio, there were people who would not date me because of my profession.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir.
Really?
On that.
See, okay, so
like I heard you talk about your date last week. I don't want to be that person, and so like no, they would not date me.
See, this is
the only reason I'm with M'Lady is because she didn't know I was in radio.
This is very interesting for me because you guys have worked in music radio your entire careers.
Yep.
I'm new to music radio. I came from sports talk. Sports talk insanely different than music radio because you're talking about sports. You're talking about whatever's going on in the world of sports.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever once brought up relationship items, maybe here and there, like little anecdotes, but it's never been a full topic of a segment.
Oh, you should be
going into sports talk.
You should be in music radio or music radio where your whole life is right under a microscope. Well,
I realize that now.
It's not easy.
And I feel like you've noticed that about me too, where it's like, I even just me, because like I'll share stories about my life all the time, but like bringing it to air, like that's like, it's so foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like, I have to live in this life. Oh, that we should talk about that on the air. That'd be funny.
Well,
you know,
sometimes you guys will come in and I'll be like, well, let's talk about
right,
that.
Right, yeah, and you do such a good job with that. You're like, you're like, oh, well, we're talking about that tomorrow. You know, like, and I'm like, all right.
You start to like be careful about what you talk about when the mics are off. You start to be careful about what you post, who
yeah
you post,
yeah, that's true,
what time you post.
Right, yeah.
Because you can't like be posting like a party and then the next day be like, oh, I didn't get good sleep last night. I was working.
Yeah.
No, you weren't. I can look at your story right now. You were out drinking until 2 a.m.
Yeah, right. You were out partying last night, weren't you?
No, I don't party.
Oh, right. Okay.
My roommates were partying. I wasn't.
Jonathan. Yeah.
Well, what about this? If we're going to transition right now into dating and how it'd be hard to date somebody in radio, how do you feel about dating somebody else who would also potentially be difficult to date? What do you think about dating a lawyer?
Now, can I bring hours? Yeah.
Can I? Well, it's not only a lot of hours, but
they would win a lot of fights.
I'd be like psychoanalyzed all the time.
A therapist would be weird to date. No, I wanted to be a lawyer for a long time. I went to college to be a lawyer, and
of course you did.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, cultured court. There he is,
and
so smart.
You win a lot more arguments because you learn how to argue.
Right.
You.
Or do you learn how to manipulate?
And you probably do more of that.
Yeah.
Like objection, hearsay, you know, like, and yeah, I think, you know, and being up there and having to prove your point, it makes you a better BS artist.
I could totally see that.
But I think I see where you're going with this. I think a therapist would be worse to date than a lawyer.
Well, no. And now let me give the argument for a therapist, because my wife went to grad school for marriage and family therapy. And I will say this, pre her going back to school to get that master's, we would fight and argue and we would be at each other's throats. And it was bad. Sometimes. I mean, like, never to the point where, like...
But now she knows how to handle
unhealthy.
It.
But, well, she learned so much through getting her master's through marriage and family therapy.
Yeah.
To where she then knew, one, how to argue in a healthier way. And then she, you know, she would kind of teach it to me a little bit. And now I would say, like, we still argue. We still bicker. But it is, like, not even close to the extent of what it was before. Like, we now know and we get each other better.
Of course.
We understand
yeah, that's
each other.
Good.
So, like, I almost feel
that's
like
good.
Dating a therapist would be great because, yes, they would probably psychoanalyze you, but, like, you would also get a better understanding of who you are that you may not have even known going in.
I think
in.
It takes a special person, so it has to be somebody on the other end, like you, mm-hmm. who has to believe in what they're saying
sure,
and be
definitely.
On board.
Right. And that's,
that.
There's a, that's a big part
they got,
of it
you're
too.
Gonna have, and you obviously were on board. Like I,
yeah.
and I would be okay, I think, dating a therapist too, but there's no way. Sorry, all lawyers. I don't think I could date. The lawyer thing scares the crap out of
have
me.
You never dated a lawyer, right?
No, but I mean, I've worked with, like, I know manipulation now because,
sure.
you know, I've been through it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're manipulating yeah,
right.
this conversation.
So where were you last night? Oh, I stayed in. I'd like to enter this photo into evidence.
Yeah. No! Yeah. No, where'd you get that photo?
It could feel like you're always being cross-examined.
Yeah, yeah. I'd always feel like you're being cross-examined. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, and they'd be so good at it too.
They would
they
be
know
so
that's
good
like
at
that,
it.
That's why they go to school for so many years. They
right.
learn like ways to like nitpick at arguments. Like
yeah.
like
yeah.
you say one word wrong,
doesn't
and they'll be like,
scare you?
It terrifies
it
me.
It terrifies me.
Sometimes
too.
I feel like my wife is a lawyer, so
really?
I couldn't imagine if she actually was a lawyer.
Wait,
I think I'd love the challenge.
Since you wanted to be a lawyer,
oh yeah,
do you
manipulate? Do that to us?
And yeah, do you do that to us?
No, I wouldn't manipulate you guys.
Are you manipulating,
He's manipulating
us right
us now?
What do I have to benefit?
A lot!
So that we'd like you more?
Yeah.
Oh, that's subjective. Objection. Speculating.
Oh. Leading the witness.
Case dismissed.
I object.
No, but I think there are flaws that came from that. but I am somebody who enjoys not fighting.
Look at you! Look at the smile on your face saying it. I know, he's smiling. I enjoy fighting.
It's like
fighting.
He's on the stand right now. Yeah, it right? is like he's on the stand.
You can tell you can swear on the Bible.
Can we get a Bible in here? Get him to swear on it.
Cross your heart.
Yeah. Do you promise to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Wait, why am I on trial? I thought I was lawyering.
It's a cross-examination.
Sidebar.
Are we just saying court terms yeah. now?
That's my name.
Gavel.
Court.
Yeah.
Court with court.
Robe.
Give me a show. Robe. Gavel.
Oh, what's the cop?
Gown.
Bailiff.
Bailiff. Bailiff.
God.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.